Day one for Daniel Mahoney as he takes over. He is sworn in tonight as the new mayor of Jackson. Got to be exciting, right?
It is. It is. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm excited. I'm excited. I think that's really the big thing. I'm excited for the work ahead and, you know, have shifted since the night of the election really to focusing on preparing and trying to do the best job that I can do.
Raise your right hand.
Okay.
I, Daniel Mahoney. I promise. To be on this show. Wednesdays at 7:30. You're good to go.
As long as I have coffee. I had to add that in there.
You are now mayor.
I appreciate you having me.
I bet you've heard from so many people since November 2nd.
Yeah, my phone's not stopped ringing since then. You know, it's been a lot of favors
coming in. And
it has been an overwhelming amount of love, comma, request.
Yeah.
Did they come together, I think.
So, what are your feelings? I guess you and your family going into this. This is an adventure for you.
It is. It is. You know, I've done a lot of talking with my girls to, you know, find out what's most important to them during this time. Because without making sure that they're comfortable, I know that I won't be able to do a good job. Because my first responsibility is to be a husband to my wife and a father to my children. So, you know, just making sure that we have an understanding of when family time is going to be, what their expectations are. You know, they're all old enough to tell me what their expectations are and things that they want to make sure that I stay involved in and time that I need to have protected for them. And, you know, how to decorate my office. I've been getting instructions on that. Apparently it's going to be unicorns and mermaids and all those wonderful things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we really are going into this as a family. You know, I tell a lot of people, my children have probably heard more political conversations than some adults. So they are highly aware of what's going on. In fact, they were trying to skip school so they could spend the day with me today. But my wife is on the way to take them to school right now. So good morning, girls, if you guys are listening.
There
good morning.
You go. Because though it's a part-time job, it's a full-time job.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Like we said before, you're always on the clock.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, and that's to be expected. It was pretty much like that as a county commissioner, you know, always on the job, always on the clock. This is just greater responsibility and higher expectations with getting things done for people who need things done.
Any advice from your predecessor?
Oh, you know how Mr. Dobies is. He had plenty of advice and a warning that he'll be the first complaint. You know, I think he's excited about being able to stand on the opposite side of the dais mm-hmm. at the city meetings. But he's, you know, he's been a great help in, you know, just saying, here's what you need to look out for. Here's what I had going on my way out. Here's the space that you're going to need to be able to make this your own thing. And call me if you happen to need me for something. So I think it's been very good. It's been a really smooth transition. We went and had dinner maybe about a week and a half ago just to kind of have a wrap up conversation. And he's like, all right, what questions do you have? And I was able to really ask him some pretty in-depth questions to just kind of get his view of things and asking if there was some unfinished work that he may have had that he feels like I should take a look at trying to complete.
Well, it doesn't seem like it because he pushed a lot.
It's a short list. Yeah, that's what I said. You know, I called him and I said, man, are you going to leave anything for me to do? You know, and not
four and a half million. That's a lot of money to push around there at the last meeting.
It is. You know, it is. But I think that it is, it was very well thought out. I think while the money situation is new to help with the issue that we have with housing, the thought around the solution of building a, affordable housing authority is not a new thought, right? But I think that this just added that sustainability factor that they needed to be effective. And, you know, he had a lot of conversations with the professionals, who know the need in the community and made sure that it was something that was agreeable to them. And city council supported it. So I thought it was a, you know, I thought it was a thoughtful thing. I thought it was, you know, a few things on the agenda that he did that day that were, you know, very well thought out last things to kind of go out on. Like, you know, making Juneteenth a holiday, an official holiday for our city employees as well. I thought that was phenomenal. Of course, that's something I've celebrated since my college days, and to see it go from really being celebrated in pockets to being recognized as a national holiday. And really prior to that, our city has embraced that. And I'm also on the Juneteenth committee. So that, you know, it's really meaningful to me.
So, that's one issue. The big elephant in the room, though, is the crime, the gun issue.
It is.
That came right back up yesterday. Horrendous event in Oakland County. That could happen here. That could happen down the street.
Yeah, it absolutely could. I mean, you know, when JPS took that bond out to do all the work that they've been doing on the schools and, of course, building that Olympic size swimming pool and all of the other things, the biggest thing that I really commended Superintendent Jeff Beal for was his forethought of redesigning these schools that we have in our school system to make them safer.
Yeah,
you know, to close off all those entrances. I mean, I just think about in my school days, with hall passes, how many times I was able to leave and come back in certain doors, right? On first lunch, second lunch, and third lunch. In every door that I could possibly get into, you know, which every door used to be open. And then at some of our schools, this was just such a needed upgrade that we're having right now. You know, I definitely want to send condolences to the families that have suffered this tragedy, but deeper than that, to the children who have to deal with this tragedy happening. And it's similar to the same thing that the children in our community have been going through, just a different type of gun violence when it comes down to it. The kids still suffer the same. It's still a peer or someone who they went to school with who is no longer with them, and that's a scar that they have to take with them forever.
Yeah, we always hear the leaders offering prayers and the apologies and they're sorry, but nobody ever does anything.
Yeah. You know, it's
nothing ever happens.
I think it's a delicate situation because anytime you start talking about that type of gun violence, where it's like mass shootings, the conversation gets real dicey because immediately people feel like that conversation is going to lead into a conversation about gun control, which is the last thing a lot of people want, and the first thing that a lot of other people want. So it ends up causing some really tense feelings around those types of conversations. But ultimately, something has to be done. You know, I think that we have to do a better job at checking on the state of mental health of our young people, all around. We have to check on that and check on that as not just parents and family members, but as neighbors and community.
Yeah. School security, certainly enormous issue.
It is. It is. I mean, coming up, you know, we had, now Deputy Lieutenant, Sheriff or Deputy Sheriff Chris Simpson was Officer Simpson. I'm so used to calling him Officer Simpson, it's hard for me to remember his official title right now. But Chris Simpson was our high school official
at Jackson High,
at Parkside, and up to Jackson High. Yeah. And then, you know, then he was kind of, I think he may have been out of the schools at that point after that. After, you know, I don't even remember what point he transitioned out of the schools, but that's my earliest memory of him as a person. But I think that also helps in building relationships with our law enforcement as well, having that person in the school who's, you know, responsible for the school, the student's safety.
Do you think it's going to be you're going to have the ability to ease into this, or do you jump into it?
No, this is I have to jump in feet first and just dive all the way in.
Have you talked to any council members at all?
You know, I haven't. You know, I really, I haven't. But I did go to the last city council meeting, and I let them all know that I look forward to working with everybody, that I look forward to working collaboratively with everybody, and that my intention is to meet with everybody individually so that I can share my vision with them and they can share their vision with me. And we can kind of discuss some places where there's common goals at, and so I can get a better picture of what their needs are for their ward, and figure out how to bring those visions all together to create a better Jackson, because I think that's really the major way for me to be successful, is to create those strong relationships with each individual city council person, and form that strong relationship with our city manager and staff. And I think that's the recipe for success here.
What's one area that we need to make better here in Jackson?
Well, I think the violence is the number one thing. You know, I think that's, you know, my plan, honestly, is to stick to the items that I discussed in my campaign. I don't plan to waver from that. You know, economic development and making sure that we continue to grow and attract businesses in the community, and supporting the existing businesses that are in the community and helping them grow, trying to figure out a comprehensive way to fix our roads. I think that, you know, we have to start paying real close attention to what happens with this infrastructure bill, and how that money comes down into the state, and then how the state plans to disperse that money into our communities, and making sure that we have a comprehensive plan in place. So when they start asking, well, who needs what, we've already got a plan in place that we can say, here's what we have, here's what we need, and this is what we need to be able to execute that plan. Lead service lines are still a major issue. They put a nice dent in it, but now it's time to continue to be able to allocate money to making sure that we get that issue taken care of, so we don't have any problems with our water. You know, all the things that we talked about during the whole campaign is I feel like what's most important to the people in the community, and I think that there'll be other needs that come up along the way. Some that'll have to get added to the list, and some that'll take precedent before the things that are on the list. But I just plan to work as hard as I can for the people of this community.
Yeah, so it sounds like you want to kind of continue what's been happening. No U-turns or anything?
No, I haven't really noticed any areas where I feel like there needs to be a U-turn. I do think that we need to start stretching the development that we've seen into the community, into the neighborhoods itself, you know, stretching outside of downtown. I think we've done enough attraction of new businesses and opening new business in the downtown area that hopefully, as long as we continue to support that, and people continue to patronize downtown, that will naturally continue to grow, as long as we are still nurturing our downtown the way it has been. Now it's time to start looking and envisioning how can we spread that outside of the downtown area. So I don't really see any U-turns. I'm sure that if there is something that there needs to be a U-turn on, that the community will speak loud about it, and then we'll take action on making sure that we direct our that we redirect our attention on that particular issue.
Do you feel the community is supportive of you?
I do. I think the election showed that. I think the election showed that, you know, people are supportive of me. I mean, there's even been a lot of people who, you know, may have preferred another candidate, who have said that they still look forward to the changes that I plan to bring about in the city. So, I'm hopeful that people will give me an opportunity to show and prove at this point.
Well, thanks for coming out today, and good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much.
Jackson's new mayor. He'll be sworn in tonight at 6:30. Daniel Mahoney.